The Caleb Jones blog, my hope for pop culture's future, extended audio content. So let me go back through the list of stuff that they destroyed. And let me be more specific about this, because I know I'll get questions about this. So let's go back. So first of all, we have Star Wars. If you've read the Caleb Jones blog in the past, you know what I'm about to say, because I've written articles about this. The Force Awakens. So first they had the prequels, which were bad. They were bad. They're entertaining. They were fun. They made sense, but they were just bad. Then you had The Force Awakens, which was the opposite. It was a very well-done movie, none of which made any sense. Not one thing about that movie made any sense, because they basically rebooted and retold A New Hope, but set it in the same universe. So it didn't make any sense. Where did the Empire come from? Why did they make a Death Star for the fourth time? On and on and on. I'm not going to rehash all that stuff that I said in that original article. So you're watching this movie, and you're like, well, this is a well-done movie, but it doesn't make any sense. Then we had The Last Jedi, which was actually insulting, purposely so, to Star Wars fans, where it actually insulted you. and every 5 minutes, something happened that was just made no sense. So the Star Wars movies, as I've said before, have become not Star Wars movies, the new ones. They are comedies set in a Star Wars-like universe. But if I wanted to see a comedy set in a Star Wars-like universe, I would rewatch Spaceballs, which was done much better. So then you have Star Trek. There's a new Star Trek series called Star Trek Discovery. If you have no idea what this is, just Google it. Just type in Star Trek Discovery and you'll see how horrible this thing is. It not only does it make no sense, it's extremely left-wing. The characters are horrible. The plots don't make any sense. It is literally written by people who don't like Star Trek and wish Star Trek was something else. It's dreadful beyond belief. The movies are okay. The new Star Trek rebooted movies are all right, but they're done doing those because last one didn't make enough money. It's the series that is just, oh, it's terrible. Doctor Who, starting with the Matt Smith era, I started noticing a very weird thing about how they were trying to appeal to female audience members. So you'd have these episodes where the Emperor of the Universe, within 1 hour, would fall in love with the female character in the show and ask her to marry her. What? And the Doctor is falling in love and kissing girls. What? The Doctor doesn't do that. He's non-sexual. It started appealing more to women than to men. Then it became anti-man when you got into the Peter Capaldi era. Well, that's when I kind of stopped watching. I couldn't stand it anymore. And there's this, you can go on YouTube and they have collections of these clips that show all these anti-man statements. Like, well, you're a man. You're stupid. Don't think you're a man. You're an idiot. On and on and on and on. It's just absolutely terrible. Now, of course, Doctor Who is a woman. That alone would be okay. I would have a problem with that. But it's everything else on top of that. It's an extreme feminine SJW exercise now, rather than the deep and complicated and interesting show that it used to be when I was a kid. Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons was one of the biggest joys of my life when I was a kid. Played it a lot. Loved it. And they made a Dungeons and Dragons movie back in 2001, and it was ass. Oh, it was so bad. It was embarrassingly bad. And for some strange reason, Hollywood has chosen to not make any more big budget movies on this franchise, even though it has a built-in audience. But again, I think that's good. If they did, it would be terrible. So I'm glad they didn't. Transformers, you already know. These movies are terrible. I did see Bumblebee, and the first 10 minutes of Bumblebee was very good. It was the original, it was what the Transformers movie should be. But out of 6 movies, 10 minutes, and I'll be honest, the first movie was pretty good. First movie's pretty good, but the other 5 were terrible. Bumblebee was terrible, except for the first 10 minutes. Not good. Predator, I already wrote about an article about that, the Caleb Jones blog, how bad the last Predator movie was. I was very excited for it, and it was just dreadful in every way. Ghostbusters, I probably don't even need to comment about that. You're probably aware of what happened with the Ghostbusters movie 2 years ago, the all-female woman reboot. I tried to watch it. I didn't go to the theaters to watch it on video. I watched it for about half an hour. I had to turn off because I couldn't stand it. Not because it was bad, it just wasn't funny. It was boring, stupid. Indiana Jones. They tried to bring Indiana Jones back a few years ago. Harrison Ford is just too old. And Indiana Jones does not work as an old man character. It just doesn't work. Alien, the Alien movies have gotten really bad. Alien Covenant was okay. But as compared to Alien and Aliens, just a shadow. RoboCop, really stupid reboot. G.I. Joe, stupid movies. On and on and on. I could go down the list and just kind of give you the litany of horrible things. You probably don't want me to do that. But that's What they've done to my childhood, so sad. I was actually hoping for, as I mentioned in the article, a sequel to Tron Legacy. So Tron Legacy was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was really good. I really liked that movie. And if they did another one, another Tron, that'd be awesome. I'd be all over that. But again, I'm at the point now where I don't want them to do this. I don't want any more Tron movies. They'll fuck them up. I used to say that I wanted to see a Silmarillion movie, which is the original prequel to Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's works. That'd be amazing. But I don't want them to do it. They'll fuck it up. They'll butcher it and it'll be terrible. And what a strange place it is to be where, when I was a kid, I was hoping someday maybe they could make an Alien versus Predator movie and it'd be good. Someday maybe they could make a Lord of the Rings movie. Someday they could make a Transformers movie. And I would fantasize about this stuff. And it's so strange to be an adult now to say the opposite. Say, oh God, please. I hope they don't make another Predator movie. I hope they don't make The Chronicles of Amber. I hope they don't adapt these books. Another good one would be the Malazan Book of the Fallen. Fantastic series. Probably the only series ever written that surpasses Lord of the Rings. I don't want them to make a series or movies based on this. That'd be terrible. They would butcher it. Interesting. So again, my hope is that you will have fans, groups of fans, or independent groups of people who are not corporate left-wing studios make these new movies in the future, and I know that's going to happen. So I'm very excited for the future, while at the same time being very sad that I hope they don't make any of the things that I like at a Hollywood level. Very strange place to be. What a strange time we live in.